Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello and welcome to the latest episode of Lake Life Weekend Podcast. My name is Dirk, I'm your host, and this is weekend 30 approaching us this summer in beautiful Lakes Country. Stay tuned for a new story of Oma's Bread, a small store and restaurant in Wedena with actual owners from Germany and German recipes. My heart started beating higher when I heard about it and I visited them and invited them to come for an interview, and so they did. So you can hear this in a brief moment. Thank you for tuning in so regularly. We have lots of updates on our website, lakelifeweekend.com. I sure hope you are enjoying the schedule, the destination tips and recipes we put up there. If you have ideas, thoughts, suggestions, critique, please always email us to hello@lakelifeweekend.com, and we will answer you or take it to heart and make appropriate changes. So I would like to also point out that in August we have Loony Days coming in Virgis, and we have a sandcastle contest that we are organizing. So please prepare to bring your shovel and your bucket and your child or yourself and become a contestant in our sandcastle contest at Loony Days in Virgis. More to come. And now I don't want to keep this any longer for our interview with Annette Schmidling and her daughter. So enjoy this weekend ahead. Welcome to our interview part. I'm here with Yvonne and Annette from Oma's Bread out of Wedena. Hello.
Hi. Hi.
Thank you for coming to Perm. And you are mother and daughter, and you're originally from Germany, like me. So that was also how I found you. I made a road trip to Wedena and actually read about your little restaurant, bakery, in an article just a few months back, I think. And then I saw your sign, and I'm very glad I walked in and met you. Before we speak about the current location and the bakery itself, maybe we can start on why Minnesota? How did you arrive here? And I think it started with you, Yvonne. Like, how did you come to Minnesota?
I decided to be a foreign exchange student, and they picked the location for me. So actually, when I opened the letter and it said Minnesota, I started crying.
Oh.
I did. And all my mom said, well, Little House on the Prairie is in Minnesota. But yay.
Okay, so yeah. You did not expect?
No, you always think of New York, California, Florida, something.
I can relate with that.
Fun, exciting.
Exactly, something big, right? Yeah. This American dream. I had a very similar experience. I was a foreign exchange student, and for me it was Barnesville, Minnesota, and I always thought I would end up in Portland, Oregon or something, but it was Barnesville. Where did you stay in Minnesota then?
In Verndale, yep.
And that is close to Wedena.
Yeah, 7 miles.
Seven miles, okay.
From Wedena.
So, and when did you come for an exchange student program?
I was 16, so 2003.
Okay.
Yeah. So I graduated 2004 from Verndale.
But you went back to finish school in Germany?
No, I actually got married a week after I graduated.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and then.
So you never left again?
I went home just to pack my stuff that I needed, and I came back within a month after.
Okay. So you are in Minnesota for 15 years already?
Yeah. Long time.
Okay.
Yeah. 15 years, 5 kids later.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. So that's about it.
You became a true. Are you an American citizen by
yes,
now?
Yes. Yep. For almost 8 years now.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. And before your parents relocated, what did you do? Did you always work hospitality?
I was a stay-at-home mom.
Okay.
Yeah. I pretty much just did the stay-at-home mom thing.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
And I baked a lot at home for the kids. And
okay.
Yeah, and then when she came, she did a lot of baking.
Oh, wait. So your mom came 5 years ago?
Yeah.
How did that all happen? Like, I mean, my parents are not coming. They're vacationing. But
okay.
How did that happen?
So I had 5 kids under 4 and a half.
Sure.
So my parents decided, well, after my ex-husband left.
Oh, okay.
They said, well, you need the help.
Okay.
And they packed up and, yeah, moved.
To help you?
To help. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you, so like a lot of parents here move close to the grandparents, to the children, yeah, to help and support and enjoy family.
Yeah. And yeah, they moved in and she watched the kids a lot while I did my CNA job at the side.
Okay.
The side, and she did a lot of baking then for the kids and they ate it. And so she decided, let's sell the stuff at the farmer's market.
Okay. So when was that idea born to actually start a bakery?
Wie gesagt, jetzt in Deutsch, Roadtrip nach Colorado.
Okay.
Der Papa nicht und dann ist mir die Idee gekommen.
Yeah. So we have some German finally.
Yeah. I think she got bored with just being home with the kids and just, you know.
Okay.
Because her kids liked it so much, so she decided everybody else is going to like this too and we need to bring it to them because they're not going to find us in little.
So where's this entrepreneurial spirit coming from? Because not everybody just decides to start a business.
It's my mom. She's a go-getter. She always wanted a little restaurant or catering service.
But you have been working also in hospitality. I think you worked in a hotel.
Yeah, in Germany and also in the Switzerland, mm-hmm, and French a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you and your husband worked in the hospitality environment. So you have some experience with catering people and have you been working in the pastry or like in the as a chef or just in the?
No,
it's all self-taught.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So a few years back on a road trip, you thought that like a business out of the baking is more a passion, and you made the passion into a business.
Yeah.
Okay, and then you opened in Wedena
last August.
Oh, just that recently, right?
But we've been doing the farmers market for four years now.
Yeah,
and we just couldn't keep up baking at home anymore.
So
we needed the bigger commercial kitchen, and then she's like, "Let's put tables in there and chairs and have people come in and eat while we're doing our thing."
So the for baking. The farmers market 4 years ago, you started to bake pies or tarts
the Kuchen.
And quiche.
Kuchen.
Einfach Kuchen. Deutschen leckeren Kuchen.
Kuchen und Brot.
Marmorkuchen. Ne, alle Art Kuchen.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I shouldn't speak so much German. So cakes and then breads.
Yeah.
All kinds of breads or like deutsches Schwarzbrot.
European, the heavy, dense, no spongy toast.
Sourdough.
Sourdough.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I do that in the winter myself. It's it's challenging. I really don't get that heavy yet, but secrets later.
Yeah.
We don't. So you have a variety of product, and now you outgrew it. So you have some bakery items. You have little tarts, mm-hmm, and then was ist Blätterteig auf Englisch?
Puff pastry.
Ach, puff pastry.
Yeah.
Finally, I have a dictionary right here. So we have puff pastry, we have breads, we have cakes.
Specialty cakes, yeah.
Torten.
Torten is wedding cakes, like big ones.
Yeah.
What's a torten? Fancy cakes?
we say torten.
Torten, yeah,
just
okay.
Pick it up.
Yeah. You do wedding cakes?
Yeah.
Like, so you do, and you also, when you were on the farmer's market, you also took special orders.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you are on the markets, I think. Where are you all present?
Right now we're in Alexandria, Detroit Lakes, Sartell, San Joseph,
Brainerd.
Fergus Falls?
No.
Not anymore.
Okay.
Not anymore Fergus Falls, but we did. And then we did Plymouth. Little Falls, we did.
Plymouth, is that by the cities?
Yeah.
So how, logistically, how do you do that? I mean, this is quite a ways and like quite a lot of
driving.
Lots of driving?
In the beginning from at home, she would bake in the morning.
And then I drive to the cities or...
Yeah, and then she'll be back by 9 p.m. And then she would do the same thing again the following
day.
Morning. And at one point we did 3 farmers markets out of the house on Fridays. I mean, the house was... My kitchen had a full... commercial kitchen packed in there with 5 kids running around and 2 dogs. So I'm like, we need something else. This is
too big. This is crazy. So
yeah.
How many cakes, like how many, I mean, how much product do you bring to a farmer's market? Because you gotta also cover the cost to go there. And so is it like 100 cakes or 50
no.
or
no.
200? I don't know.
20 at the most.
That's it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and then have Spätzle and Quiche.
Ah, yeah. So now, okay.
It's
let's
a combination. Yeah, it's a
so
mixture.
So Spätzle.
Yeah. German noodles. Yeah, then
bagged.
Yep. Yeah. And dry? Frozen.
Frozen
or vacuum sealed.
Okay.
And then towards the fall, we did Knödel.
Knödel, yeah.
Yeah, because it's, you know, fall food.
So you do seasonal product. So finally, some seasonal baking.
Yeah. Yeah. We always switch it up with the seasons. You're not going to get Apfelstrudel in the summer because it's a comfort food for fall.
Yeah, there's no apples yet.
Or
locally.
Yeah, right. Or you're not going to get Christstollen in July.
You are making Christstollen?
Yeah. In Christmas time? And yeah, don't ask us for it now.
No, of course not.
That's a surprise. The last Christmas time, I don't know how many Christstollen.
Yeah.
Hundreds.
Yeah. I mean, yesterday we did 42 quiche. Yeah.
42 quiche?
42 quiche. And tomorrow I have to bake more.
And for the markets?
Yeah.
And
the store too.
For the store.
Okay, so we got to organize. So we started with the cake, the puff bread.
The puff pastry, yeah.
A puff pastry. We have bread. We have quiche. Now, what happened in the store? So you have also lunch now.
Yeah.
So what kind of experience can we expect when we go there?
We never know.
Oh, we never know.
We normally cook what's in season.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's on sale, what looks the best.
So you really, it's like what we are used to.
Right.
You come
so
to the restaurant.
Yeah, we really can't say we're going to have a strict menu because sometimes you're not going to find the red cabbage.
Yeah.
So we can't say we're going to have mashed potatoes, meatloaf, and red cabbage every Tuesday because we could maybe not find it on.
So you don't have a print menu. You have something on a chalkboard.
Yep.
And
so
then
the specialty meals are always like, who knows what's next?
Yeah.
Okay, so now I assume you get wonderful feedback, otherwise you wouldn't grow.
Mm-hmm.
So how is the feedback on the markets? And like how the people come? Like, do you have fans?
We do have people that come from the cities to just come to Omar's. And I have family now in Duluth that will stop at Omar's when they're heading to Fargo.
Really?
And then they'll take their stuff home. Yeah, so there's people
that make
coming.
A special trip.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they really want your product.
And we have many husbands that stop. My wife sent me. I have to pick up some Kuchen. So that's always fun.
So very appreciative customers. And now with the lunch, how is the guest, what is the feedback like? Do they come because they are getting a surprise? What is your fear with the lunch guests?
I think sometimes they're nervous because it's something new.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Sometimes they just don't like the something new. But then once they try it, they're coming back again. Like, it was so good the first time. I don't know what I'm eating, but I'm coming back for more. And then other people, they know, they hear Spätzle. I'm like, we have to come eat Spätzle. They just, you know, they have like
an expectation.
Yeah. And they know a few things from Germany because they either traveled or they had family. And it's like my grandma used to make Knöpfle soup.
Knöpfle.
So they kind of, well, you can try Spätzle. That's really close. And then they kind of tiptoe around it and try it.
Huh. Yeah. You macht ihr Käsespätzle?
Yeah.
As a dish? Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Where are you from in Germany? I forgot to ask.
Black Forest, Freiburg.
Okay, so you're from the Black Forest,
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
one of the
yeah.
most popular travel destinations.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you feel similarities? Do you feel that Minnesota is somewhat close from the trees and or not at all?
Do? No, not really.
No?
No.
But you feel
different.
Comfortable? I think Minnesota is close to Germany. I mean, if I look at Mecklenburg-Vorpommern, for example,
mm-hmm.
or like Sauerland, I really don't know the Schwarzwald too much. I mean, I've been there, but I feel that Minnesota is fairly close to Germany in a way.
Yeah.
Right?
But then sometimes we have, I think it's just because it's such a small town. Like back in Germany, if we wanted to eat Indian food, we had options. And here you have to go to Minneapolis. I think it's just a small town where it's like we're missing something.
Oh, in Vidina in particular.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to do the traveling to get
sure.
what you want.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is not a big deal, and we do a lot of online shopping of the stuff
yeah.
that we need.
Sure, sure. No, I thought of the topography and like the surroundings, the trees, because I know what you mean. Like small town is different.
But yeah, the landscaping.
That's
the,
what I meant.
I think it's close.
Right?
The weather's just not as cold in Germany as it's here, but we do have the seasons.
Yeah,
just like Minnesota does.
Yeah. And what is your what was your best experience since you opened in August in the restaurant? Like, do you have like a very rewarding experience, like some customer that was very happy, or was there some funny?
I always like when they said this is better than what my grandma made.
Okay.
I like when they say that. That's always a good feedback.
Great compliment.
Yeah. Or if they come back again and say, hey, I brought a friend, it's so good, we have to share this.
So you arrived in a small community and they like it. They come back and like, so do you feel already well accepted in the community?
Yeah, I think so. I think they're getting to know us more with getting better.
Interesting, yeah. And I think when I was there last time, you mentioned the freshness, like you emphasize on like a light but like nutrition rich food, not so greasy. Like, can you describe your lunch meals like a little bit more?
Right now we have especially the salads. We always buy fresh lettuce salad, and we have different. It's not just. It's not out of a pail or a bucket. It's the potato salad we make the morning of. The carrots we grate ourselves and the
farm fresh ingredients, so to say.
Yeah, and the eggs we get from farmers in the location, and we make our own kvark, which is a cheese.
Yeah,
so
like a yogurt kind of kvark is not a kvark.
We make we do make yogurt too, and different spreads and dips. Yeah, and they're all freshly made.
So everything is handmade.
Yeah,
or made from scratch, they say.
And if we don't sell the bread the day the day of, we take it home and eat it ourselves.
Okay.
So we're not going to sell it. Oder Knödel.
Semmelknödel, out of the dried bread, right?
Yeah, so we're not reselling old things because we don't have the preservatives in it.
No preservatives?
No. And no.
So it has to be fresh.
Or you're not going to find high fructose corn syrup in
any of your.
Or our breads have absolutely no sugar in it unless it's a sweet bread.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like with the American toast, one of the first ingredients is sugar.
Yeah, I know. It's
or
disgusting.
High fructose corn syrup. So we're trying to stay, you know, five ingredients max for the breads.
Flour, water, salt.
Yeast. Yeah. Or seeds.
Yeah, seeds,
different. Yeah. Or we make a carrot bread, so we put carrots in our bread and the bacon bread. Put bacon in there.
Can I also buy dips?
Yeah.
I can almost buy anything.
Yeah. For a while, she used to make schmaltz.
Ach, echt?
Yeah. I don't eat it, but she does.
I don't know if people know that here, but like it's just grease, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like
schmeckt gut.
Yeah, I know. I love schmaltz. Mit Salz und einem schönen Brot. Lecker. But I could order, like, can I also order for an event? Just besides like a wedding cake, but like. Do you cater for, or like, would you?
We had small occasions, but we haven't had a huge event.
No.
I mean, last Friday, somebody ordered from Fort Ripley, from the army based.
Oh, really?
She put in a bigger order with
different
things that they miss from Germany.
Oh, because they were deployed at some point.
Yeah.
They had been to Germany and
they remember it. We have a customer in Brainerd who will always text Sunday, like, can you bring us some Weckle on Tuesday morning for the Brainerd Farmers Market?
Also, they pre-order.
Yeah. Pre-ordering is always a good idea.
Yeah. So Oma's bread, we didn't clarify, Oma is grandma, and so it's kind of named after you, Annette?
Yeah.
Or like you came up with the name?
Yeah.
Oma.
And a lot of people think that's her first name. It's Hi Oma. It's like, well, it's actually Annette.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
But you know what she answers to Oma, so yeah. It works.
One big family, right, everybody. Yeah. But now we looked at the past, the present, and then I think you have some future endeavors. Your son is going to come as well. Your brother, Yvonne?
Yeah, my brother. He is going to be here in the near future, and he is a master chef. Mm-hmm. And so he's going to bring lots of traditional food.
Recipes. Experience.
Yeah.
And you're considering to open a restaurant.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to.
Like a bigger one, I mean.
A bigger one. Yeah. Right now it's more
a bistro.
Yeah. And that's what people confuse. Like, they come in with the expectations it's a restaurant. You have your 5-page menu, but it's a bistro.
Yeah, it's a bistro. It's a bakery and then a lunch bistro with tables. It's cute, but it's not a sit down, but it's not like this evening restaurant.
Yeah. Right now it's the three of us, me, my dad, and mom, who are running it. So we don't have the waitresses. And
well, you don't need it.
No.
So you open only like breakfast, like 9 to 6, or what's your...
We open from 7 until 5.
Oh, 7 in the morning.
7 a.m. till 5 p.m.
So like real bakery.
Yep.
Do you also do... Macht ihr auch Brötchen?
Yeah.
Oh, really? So roll?
Actually only Saturdays.
Oh, okay.
Of order.
Yeah. And then we do lots of pretzel buns.
Really?
Yeah.
And then kann ich wie beim Bäcker so ein Brötchen... Like a roll with like a ham and like a sandwich in the mornings?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. I'll come more often then. Yeah, I love it.
Vor Anruf.
Vor Anruf. I call ahead. So with your son, with your brother coming, the idea is to potentially really do like a restaurant more for the dinner time.
Ich würde ganz Frühstück und das schon so machen, wie es jetzt ist, mit Lunch, aber dann halt.
She wants to have like a different crowd to come in for supper time.
Yeah. In a different location, or do you plan on finding in
No, I think we'll need a different location.
Yeah.
I think Oma's bread and Wadena is going to be too.
But you want to keep, do you think you're going to keep Oma's bread and then you're going to make a separate?
Yeah, I think so. We need a mother store.
Yeah.
We say
mother, I think in English it's a sister.
Okay.
Store. I don't know why.
Okay.
But it's the mother store, Muttergeschäft, and here sagt man Schwestergeschäft. I don't know, sister store, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So like a spin off, like an additional. And is that maybe going to happen next year already?
Hope so.
Yeah. Very good. I think this German food culture is. People love it. I mean, it's finally something different. It's not just not that we have bad foods here, but it's like we need a little alternative. Not necessarily.
And I mean, I had people stop at Oma's and asking for donuts.
Oh.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, but there's so many other places that have donuts. Why compete with something we don't know what we're doing?
Exactly.
We can do something that we know what we're doing.
Yep.
So I told him, Walmart has good donuts.
It's a good approach.
Yeah.
Why compete with something that they do better other places or we?
And I mean, I probably could master it, but
no, why? No,
why?
Right. I love the niche. Like there is nobody is really positioning the German food culture in our area, which is your opportunity to actually reach people, and I'm really glad so many people like it. I can only, Harry really, my son, we were there last weekend, I guess.
He had the quiche, right?
Harry tried a little bit of the quiche.
Okay.
We had the Geschnetzelte.
Geschnetzelte.
And
rice.
Yeah, he actually, he really is not a real big rice eater, but he really liked the rice.
Okay.
Was war da, ein bisschen Brühe mit dran?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I could taste it. What is it in English?
Broth.
So it was really delicious, and we had the quiche, and my sister, what did she have? Oh, we had both.
Geschnetzelt.
Oh, the Geschnetzelt, yeah.
And then we had
ice cream and the
Kuchen,
and Ohne. Then I had a Kirschplunder da, so
puff pastry.
Puff pastry, the Blätterteig.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it was really good.
Great.
But Harry wanted to come back. I mean, I think we're gonna stop by more often. Although it's a little
that's
bit
a good sign when the kids
come back.
Yeah, and that's really surprising, actually, picky eaters. But we're going to Germany this weekend, actually, we're flying, and he just is excited for the food because it's just a little different, the taste. So I knew the chances were high that he enjoys your food and he's not going to be picky. So, I can only recommend for anyone to check it out. And you also have, it's just omasbread.com. You have a website.
Yep.
It's O-M-A.
Yeah, and we're updating it as we speak. So things are changing.
And a website relaunch. And Facebook, you're...
Facebook,
we
try to keep up.
Yeah, so people can find you and farmers markets.
The specials are normally always posted on Facebook. Either the evening of or the morning of what we're cooking.
So the lunch, you can kind of get an insight of what's to be expected.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a little heads up.
Yeah. I'm excited for like the seasonal cooking. So people can expect a changed menu all the time. Mm-hmm. What else? Was it difficult to open a shop like that? Was it challenging with the inspections or anything?
Not
in the beginning, we didn't know what we were doing, which what's the first step.
Uh-huh.
But once we had the right person to guide us the right way, then it wasn't a problem anymore.
Okay.
But to really get up and going, I was like,
okay,
where do we go?
Okay.
I mean, they send us from the health department to Department of Agriculture, and then they send us back to the Wadena County Health Inspection, and
it was
kind of
zigzag.
Yeah.
But you have an open kitchen, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You see
it's a little bit open, yeah.
Yeah, you can see it, and then you have
everybody can see I cut the vegetable.
Or they'll hear me drop a pan, because, you know, it happens. Every once in a while, you'll hear the ding. And
It was a cute little location that I think everybody should enjoy. Yeah, well, I thank you very much for that insight and the future outlook, and I'm excited to see more growth and your brother coming, and then guten Appetit, huh?
Schönes
Wochenende. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com, and if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com, and you have a wonderful weekend ahead.